I'm like, okay, I gotta go start doing some homework. So I was lucky and spent a lot of nights in hotels, so I read.
But I told you.
And I didn't read much in school.
I mean, I do this. This is my job, right? And I think I do a nice job, but it took me a long time to get to where I'm at. So you as a board member, is, in fairness to you, it's hard. It's really hard to hear from me once every couple of months to absorb all this stuff. I totally get that. And it's a lot to balance across seven. We're all in a different spot.
I'm down with about 1.5% of it. I got that down.
Just on 98.5 to go. Yeah.
Anyway, I know what all the funds are, pretty much.
Jason, you have come a long way. And put it this way: when I got on the board, I thought I was relatively well informed. And I had a huge learning curve for all of these. And that's because this is a big, this is not,
you don't make it easy.
There's a lot of information that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Not just about the finances.
if you just go down and take the acronyms that are talked about.
Yeah, my Lord.
In education, and then all the acronyms periodically change.
34 years later, I still have questions.
there was a Q&A, somebody hit us with an acronym, and they're like, well, if you don't know what this means, you have no business staying on the board. It's like,
oh, yeah, for knowledge. I was standing there when that happened. I'm standing there, and I'm trying to mouth it over there. Nobody's even looking at me, but I can't say it because I'm videotaping.
Well, yeah, they're like, how dare you not know this? And it's like, I run a website.
Because I heard it about 6 meetings
ago. Good.
Next meeting day?
To be determined.
Oh.
Because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know when. When
whole or.
Or if we're going to. Unless you have bring some. The board together
no.
In a special
no, I
work
think
session.
To be determined. I think, you know, like Ben said, I think we need to have a couple learning sessions or two. And honestly, if that means get a big whiteboard up here and start drawing diagrams on there for people to understand.
Board members. Please, if you have questions, if you can write them down ahead of time.
And
submit beforehand.
Not 2 minutes before the meeting starts.
Yes. I mean, you gave Nick that entire time to review that.
I didn't present everything, which is good, because I didn't want to present it. But even though I hope Jessica doesn't think she wasted her time today, because I think we're eventually going to need what we did today. Yes.
Yeah. I think what was valuable tonight is, you know, when I came in here, I really said, Troy, but I wanted to have you guys ask me questions. I want to hear from you. What don't you understand? Yeah, what do I elaborate on? I can stand in front and give you a presentation, you know, all the time, and that's not healthy. I think at some point, it's got to come from you or the full board. What are the sticking points? We've got to get them out there.
Up until a week and a half ago, I didn't quite understand the whole aid thing to where you're coming there, but I got a lot better perception of it now.
It's a freaking complex thing. I mean,
I run the formula for you.
And prior to the meeting, we will tell board members to bring their questions in.
I think to have these questions and have them responded is a wonderful thing. And in fact, maybe what we should do is have an email. emails that board members can ask Troy. We cannot comment. No comment, but questions can be asked. And that's quorum violation too.
Got to be careful of a walking quorum.
Yeah.
Can I just put this one last question before meeting collect, so it can be prepared/presented?
Yep.
What about since I've got the public, since my old school board campaign Facebook page became a just a political discussion, and they just ask it out there because it's public, you guys just don't respond, just
no,
read it?
The questions are for the meeting, or we're just talking about board members right now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is board members. This is board only.
Okay.
Yeah, this won't be, it's not going to be a public meeting.
Yeah.
It's going to be a board learning session.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now we're on the same page.
Yep.
In the same book.
Some of the most effective committee-based board meetings that I've seen is when the chair has the authority to collect questions from the board and present them at a committee level and then report back to the board. So again, listening to your meeting last time, how you handle it with your president, going through each of the committees, and that person, the chair of the committee, giving an update to get the information to the full board, I think it's well done. I think it's very valuable. But now you have to figure out how do we run it the other way.
Sure.
How do we get information from the full board to dissect, to your points earlier, to dissect deeper here, and then how do we report that back, right? That's, in my opinion, the most effective use of the committee that I have seen. Because if information is not flowing both ways, either people are going to be left out, people are not going to get questions answered.
Again.
And you can come in all the time and ask questions, but that's not going to get the whole board to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, move to adjourn. I think Troy has spoken.
I've had a meeting every single night this week. I'm just like, what else?
We don't get a vote on it.
Nope. Then I can. Is there anything else anybody else has?
Well, I think this is the approach we have to take moving forward, and who knows, maybe after everybody gets to know them, maybe we put together a short-term committee for putting survey together that so the whole board don't have to spend 85 hours.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, but I think the education part has to come before the, to his point. Yeah,
I do too. And like Chris said, I think everybody has to understand this isn't the it doesn't have to happen tomorrow thing.
Right.
And part of that educational process hopefully will help people understand that we have to put the knowledge in ourselves and in the community before we can just throw spitballs at the wall and make a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right.
10.
Peace out.
I do want to say thank you. Like I said, it does mean.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to say thank you because this helps a lot, and I know it takes a lot of time, so thank you.
So you've been sitting here. Do you feel that, to Nick's point, the going to the concept, not the number, does the concept make sense to have an operating referendum for you?
I'm thinking we need to do a little more digging because the concept, yes. But I also agree with Jason's point of there still is work that needs to be done because something that my son brought up to me is washing windows in the rain. We have to make sure that we're not washing windows in the rain. So we've got both sides.
That's a fun example.
I mean, well, I don't know if I'll ever use that one again because I don't know the context of it.
one of my son's best friends from high school is a professional window washer. And 90% of his corporate clients, he is washing windows in the rain. He absolutely hates it because accountants like round numbers. Mm-hmm. So they don't cancel because the person that hired him doesn't pass on the information that, oh, they're coming today. Tell them if it's raining to not be here.
Yeah.
So they are literally washing windows in the rain.
Can I tell you something funny?
Maybe.
they have to have it done, and so that's what they're doing. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to make sure we're not washing windows in the rain.
So my wife has to bring Kenzie to volleyball practice and then to take her home.
Yeah,
so
she's no driver anymore, no designated.
So she's sitting in the parking lot, and I said, why don't you come to the finance committee?
well, she's a smart woman.
I think this is the best meeting
you've ever had. They're a lot more fun.
of John State.
I'll be honest. I want Toronto a bit tonight, so I hope it's okay with you.
You what?
I want Toronto a bit tonight.
You wanted to what?
Run. I wanted to get some stuff out.
Oh.
So I hope it worked all right for you.
No, it did.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's just you got some elephants you got to deal with. One very big one. I think you got to start taking a strategic lens on it.
Well, I know what. I talked to all the board members. The number one question on the survey they want is, does the community support a district run check? I know that's the number one survey they want.
It doesn't,
but that's what they hope. Because then it takes the burden off.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah, it just takes me a second. There's a lot of stuff to plug in.
Okay. I trust you. Can you jump in over again,
yeah? Yeah, I can do that.
Yoda, that thing runs gravel.